Today I'm going to do a really short episode, and the episode that I want to do is listening to your head versus listening to your heart. And I want to explain to you what kind of anxiety comes from listening to your head and why. When you listen to your thinking has so many different ideas in there that you can feel anxiety only because there are just simply so many ideas and a lot of them contradict each other. Your head or your brain, our brains are designed to take in information. So there is an intake of information in the beginning of our day, at night, throughout the day, all day. So it's taking in information. Now, the information that we take in does not have any interpretation or any meaning to it. It's just information. Now, what happens in our brains is there becomes, or after it absorbs the information, it is taken and transferred to the associative parts of our brain where meaning is formed. And when we interpret this information, there's information coming from so many places. There's information coming from the news, information coming from your environment, from nature. There's information coming from books, from mostly words. Words are the core transfers or chariots of information that we have for the meaning in our brains. Our hearts speak a different language. But our heads speak the language of words. So there are a lot of words that we conjure in our mind to make sense of what's going on and what's been said. So if we look around us at the words or at the things that are happening in nature, nature's not speaking the same language. Now, what the language nature speaks is the language of our hearts. It's the language of feeling. It's the language of ease. It's the language of vibration, frequency, and energy. And we, as human beings, have been blessed with the ability to have both languages. Okay, so the language of our head or the language of words is a very creative way of communication. The reason it's so creative is because there's no other animal on the planet that has the ability to create to paint a picture and create a picture, a new picture that doesn't physically exist yet, or a combination of information that doesn't exist yet in this particular form with words. The only creatures on earth that have the capability to do that are human beings. So human beings have this capability of using words. Words are building blocks to anything we want. We can use words to create a picture of a tree, or we can use words to create a picture of our business. We can use words to create a picture of our relationship. We can use words to create a picture of any future we desire. Now, the words that we have that's spoken to us are the symbols, should we say, because numbers are even symbols. Now, when you say the word one, that's not just a word. It's a word that gives you that directs you to the symbol of a number. And a number represents a certain amount of something. It represents a unit. So we're looking at, or a fraction, we're looking at these words and these symbols. And this is the way the subconscious mind speaks. It speaks in symbols. Now, we don't know that words and numbers are an advanced symbol. We don't recognize that words and numbers are advanced symbols, that we can use to program our subconscious mind. Here's what's going on. You are getting information, words and numbers, symbols from the wrong sources. You've gotten these words and symbols and these ideas from people who don't have what you want. The beliefs that you have didn't even come from your parents. They came through your parents. Your parents accepted certain beliefs that they would have never accepted if they were consciously choosing the ideas. They just received them through their other parents. Now, the idea was created one day from somebody looking at something in the environment and deciding some negative thing about it. And it may have been evidence in the environment to support it, is since the brain is a brain of survival, not a brain of thriving, it made a reason to avoid it at all costs. And here comes the story of money is hard to come by, or don't chase your dreams, it's too difficult. You'll just be disappointed. So if people say things like this to you and you agree, even if you don't agree intellectually, you agree emotionally. So the emotions that we have attached to ideas determine if they become effective in our lives. If you have an idea in your mind that you are emotional about, then the emotion is connected to your physical body. Your body speaks the language of emotion. Okay? And it only accepts ideas that are taken in with emotion. So if there's words that we speak, if we speak those words with no emotion, it has no effect on our physical body. But our bodies are impulsed to move only where there's emotion. We do not move on anything we're not emotional about. This is why fear has become such a programming mechanism for our survival brains. If our ancestors programmed their brains automatically, because our brains are survival machines primarily, anytime they saw something that was dangerous that could threaten a tribe, here comes fear and here comes the reaction to the fear. Run away from the thing. Run away from the lion, the bear. Run away from the snake. Run away from the places where those things hang out, because we could die. So there's a lot of emotion, and survival is programmed. Survival is programmed into our very brains, our very being. We have to sustain ourselves. So it's run away from those things. The other level of survival is pleasure, okay? Reproduction. Anything that threatens your ability to connect with the opposite sex. Anything that threatens that ability, you run away from it. And in the past, the things that would threaten you connecting with the opposite sex was something as simple as not obeying and being a part of the tribe. If you're not a part of the tribe, you're way too dangerous. And there's no way that I would communicate with you if you're showing weird behavior, because that can mean danger. Anything unknown is danger to the brain. So being a part of the tribe, and definitely being a leader, the leader of that tribe, makes a certain response happen in our ancestors' brains. Be like everybody else. So if we see that our brains are training us to survive, then we need to realize that we have to change that if we want to thrive. We have to change the programming. We don't know what that programming is. We can't really identify what the programming is until we learn about our brains and how it functions. We want to take these basic animalistic survival emotions and put them somewhere else. Put them toward thriving. And that's what we'll talk about in the next episode.